Hello, and welcome to The Catch, Redcar's fishing story past and present. I'm Carmen Marcus, author, poet, fisherman's daughter, and Redcar lass. In this short podcast, you'll discover exactly what a bait house is and hear my poem dedicated to those small magical buildings where the real work of fishing took place. As a child in the 1980s, my dad would take me to visit Auntie Nellie in Fisherman Square, and through the yard down a little alley was the bait house. The best thing he could say was, "We'll have to mess about in the bait house today." And our bait house had a big worktop with a vise, a pot-bellied stove and jars full of nails, paints, nets, floats, bags of sea coal. It was a place where I played. It fired the imagination of a child, but it was so much more. The fishermen have always lived in Fisherman Square. It was first called Zetland Square, but sadly, this was burned down to control a cholera epidemic in the 1850s. When the terrace was rebuilt, the fishermen had a place to keep their boat at the front, and at the rear, a small row of bait houses to keep their gear safe. But in truth, the bait houses were the heart and soul of Fisherman Square, where nets were mended, and the next generation of fishermen came to learn the craft, and here, the stories. The bait houses. If you're walking along the prom, turn down Oxley Street. Then you'll see Fisherman Square. The boats are there, can't miss them, close as pups to their mother. Someone will be working there on the nets, and you'll smell the oil, the drying salt. There's the terraced row of houses, shoulder to shoulder, the lookout at number 9. We'll go round the back, take a sharp turn down the alleyway. The swell of the old blue cobbles meets you like an ice rink in winter time. And there are the bait houses. Some of them are garages now, but look, and you'll see the signs, a horseshoe on the door, for look. And they have this look of lilliput about them, too small for the men whose shoulders bridge the doorways. But they are brick and tiles and soul. They are a place for making and mending, talking and teaching and joking. And you can still smell the sea coal smoking in the pot-bellied stove. This is where you would come with your shy knock to learn how it was done, to bait a line, to do it once and over again until you were good enough to go out on the boat, to make and mend the creels, to bunk off school and learn from men as tall as roofs who told you they were going to the moon on Monday. And you'd believe them because they could knot anything you asked them out of twine.